This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
We'd like to welcome our women's head coach for the 2019 season, Sean Sumner. Sean, how you doing, mate?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you for coming in. So, Avondale have a women's team this year, and I think it's the first season that we've had a women's team in about 11 or so years. So, obviously, very exciting time for the club. Good time to get involved for yourself.
Yeah. It's been 11 years. So that's a very, very long time. The club, yeah, just wanted to, you know, it's time, like, even with the Matildas and all the female football that's going around, it's definitely time, like, a club like Avondale to have a women's team.
Absolutely. I mean, totally agree. So you're the head coach for the upcoming season. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Sean. I mean, what's your sort of footballing history and coaching history?
So, yeah, my coaching history, this will be my sixth season of coaching. And a fifth year coaching senior women's. So I started at Truganina, down at Hobbs Crossing. Then I moved over to Hobbs Crossing. Then now I'm at Avondale. So my third women's club.
Very nice. So what made you take on the Avondale role?
Well, I was just looking for something a little bit different. I'm from Werribee, so Truganina, Hobbs Crossing, kind of over where I live. I was kind of just looking elsewhere. Just Facebook popped up. The Avondale logo looked pretty cool.
Yeah, I said, good.
You know what?
It's a pretty cool logo. Yeah. We'll agree with that.
Yeah, and they had a few coaching jobs going. So I just contacted the club. And at that stage, a little bit too late to start a women's team through the season. So I just took on one of the junior girls teams to coach. And I never coached juniors before, so it was a bit of a challenge in itself. And I thought, why not? And then the club just said, you know, stick around for next year and we'll start the women's team properly from the get-go. And, the junior girls were very good last year.
Nice. So different. You mentioned that, you know, there's a bit of a difference between juniors and senior women. So, I mean, what are some of the differences?
They don't talk back as much to little ones. They're all right. just kind of getting down their level. Got a, you know, little bit less... Different ways to talk to the junior girls instead of the senior women's. Training sessions alone have to be a little bit, slower paced, all that kind of stuff. But it was pretty fun. I'd do it again if I had to, yeah.
Sean, tell us a bit about the season so far, playing in State League for the senior women's. Yep. Off to a very hot start, 2 wins from 2 and sitting on top of the table.
Yep.
How have the first couple of weeks been?
Yeah, the first couple of weeks, fairly decent. Two wins from two. Can't ask for anything more. A few nerves, I think, at the start of the first game. We won 4-0 against Kyneton away at 11 o'clock in the morning, so it was a big trip for us to go up there. We could have maybe put 6 or 7 past them, but, 4 is 4. Last week we played Point Cook. That was our first game at Avenger Park. So that was pretty exciting for the girls. Big pitch. I think we were a little bit nervous out there. And we got the win. We got 2-0. I think our stats man told us we had nearly 20 shots on target, and we only just put in the 2. But, I'll take that any day. I don't think Point Cook really touched the ball the second half, but, you know, these things, I like these little challenges because at least we can go back to training and work on them instead of, you know, winning 20-0 every week kind of thing where what are you going to learn next week? So, it was a good little challenge for us to learn for next week. And hopefully this week against Maribyrnong Swiss, we put them away.
What's the goal for 2019? Obviously, you know, first year with the program. It's obviously hard to set sort of, you know, a realistic goal to sort of get promoted. But, is that the aim or is there other goals?
Yeah, no, that's definitely the aim. We sat down at the end of last year and we just said exactly what we wanted, what kind of players we're looking for. I've done exactly the same thing at my old previous club at Hobbs Crossing. I'll give them a bit of a shout out. Blank piece of paper at Hobbs Crossing. Just got a good bunch of girls together that I'd coached previously. I knew of a few players here and there, got them together, and we won the league straight away. And speaking with the staff at Avondale, they wanted exactly the same thing. They said, we want you to come over and just do exactly the same thing. I knew what type of players I would need in that State 4 kind of league. And we've pretty much just blown it away this year. I think we had around 50 players come for our trials in December and January. And a lot of them from State League 1, State League 2. We didn't even really have a lot of interest from the lower league girls. And that was just, I'm assuming just for the Avondale, just how good the men have gone. It's just shown that the club itself is a big club, and everybody wants to be a part of it. If it's a junior, a man or a woman, that doesn't matter what league we're in, they just want to be at Avondale. The goal now with the players that we have is first promotion.
So you mentioned that you've sort of done this sort of blank canvas stuff before at previous clubs, yep. But I mean, what sort of challenges do you face when you have to put a club together from scratch like that? So, like, I mean, you don't have the players, you don't have the coaching staff or that culture. So, I mean, what's the first step in establishing that?
Coaching staff's a big one. At my, I've never really had an assistant coach before. I've all done it by myself. I'm kind of the team manager, assistant coach, water boy, everything, all ones.
Man of many skills.
One of my good friends, Cindy Lay, she is a current South Melbourne NPL player, NPLW player. I had a chat to her many, many, many times when I was crossing and my other previous clubs, and she said, it's a little bit too far to travel down there, but maybe, you know, if you ever come up near my area, I'll be your assistant. And then as soon as, got the job at Avondale, I gave her a call and I said, guess what? 5 minutes down the road, I'm at a new club. She said, who? I said, Avondale. She goes, beautiful. She goes, I'll be on board. So that's, a very big, big help from Cindy. She was in the Matilda, the Young Matildas as well. She's got a lot of experience, and she brings that with the women's team as well. But having that, you got I've got an assistant this time around. I always work from the back. Goalkeeper is the main thing. I needed to find a goalkeeper. And Cindy was, she goes, I know a girl. We contacted her, and she was very interested in what we had to our plans for the future and all that kind of stuff. And it's always a goalkeeper, the heart of the team kind of thing. And if you work from the back all the way up, that's how I usually do it. Instead of working from the front back, I like to start the other way around.
So Cindy's actually been on South Radio before. In South Melbourne, used to have a show on FNR, and she's very, very sharp, very smart cookie, a really good player as well, as you point out. How does it help, having a woman as part of your coaching team when, I guess trying to connect with players and so forth?
It's really good. I've never really, as I said, never had an assistant or anything before. So having a female, I don't think it's any different than a male, but it's just, talking to the girls a little bit differently, good cop, bad cop kind of thing. but even just like the attack, the attacking, that's her bread and butter, just taking the drills. And I can work with the girls in the back, the midfield, and just sometimes, players get bored of the same old coach all the time. And it's just, switch it around, new face. Just keeps everything fresh, having someone like Cindy there.
How high can this team get to? Like, is the aim to get to State League One, NPLW? How far can they go?
We did really well in the Nike FC Cup this year. We played against two State League One teams. We bet one of them 5-0, Murulbach, and then we just copped a goal in about the 80th minute against Brighton. And we took it to them. People on the sidelines are just saying, this looks like two State League One teams. So we've got a good team in front of us. You know, I think we can go, so, you know, as high as they really want to. It's they're all young, pretty young side. I've got, I think the youngest is 16, a lot of 19-year-olds, 20. So we've got, they've got a lot of room to learn as well. So yeah, I think the in the next few years, if yeah, the club can get to NPL, why not?
And, you know, I mean, you talked about building the culture from the ground up and so forth, you know, and you've accomplished a lot in a short space of time with your recruitment and everything. So what is your goal for this season in particular? I mean, both on in terms of an outcome as well, but also from a performance point of view.
Yeah, performing every week, just making sure that we learn, you know, each game. If we've done the mistakes and stuff like that, we always note them down to make sure we learn at training each week to get better and better. But overall, we definitely want promotion, top spot, and I want to go into the playoffs and win the playoffs as well. So, yeah, that's the, I want to bring two flags to the club this year, and I'm pretty sure with the girls that we've got and the coaching staff, we'll do that.
Well, it's fantastic to have you come into the studio, Sean. Thank you for making the time, and best of luck for the rest of the season. I'm sure we'll talk to you again.
Thanks for having me, guys.